Jersey.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston. And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
We're not starting with our new opener. All right, so this is Intuitive Soul. We have this fancy new opener that should have started with a show, but it didn't start. So this is Intuitive Soul. We have Nancy Arruda here today.
Hello.
Nancy's with us every first and third Wednesday of the month, although she's also going to be with us the first, third, and fourth Wednesday of this month.
Yes.
Nancy's our in-house astrologer, so when you call and have questions, and I know you do because it's always busy here with Nancy, just provide
and
your date of birth as well so that we have so that Nancy can check into your vibration, and she likes to do that. Nancy's with UniversalSky.com, and of course I'm Laurie Houston with Intuitive Soul. So we're going to talk about illumination today.
Yes.
Because we just entered the full moon. Well, it's like tonight.
It's tonight. The full moon is tonight.
At like 11:27 or something.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I'm going to just double check. Yes.
You're right.
11:27 p.m. Eastern time. Yeah. And it's in the sign of Aquarius. So when we have the full moon, we have the sun exactly opposite the moon. And what the full moon does is totally illuminates across its full face all the rays of the sun. The sun being in the sign of Leo, which is where it loves to be because that's its ruling sign, shines really, really brightly. At least it does for us here in North America, or at least at the northern part. And so the sun's shining really, really bright. And I always find the full moon in Aquarius is one of the brightest, like visually brightest full moons of the year.
It was definitely bright last night.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah. And Aquarius rules light. So typically when there's a full moon, we get to see our issues before us. So whether it's playing in front of us in real life, or we just have a lot of conscious awareness around what's going on, there's the ability to be illuminated on some level. So seeing the truth, seeing what's before you, seeing what's within you. This particular month, the month of August, because today is a new month as well.
Yes.
is one of inner reflection and introspection, which is very unusual for a Sun in Leo month. Mm-hmm. But it is a very introspective month because we have Mercury still retrograde, so that's where your intro went. Mercury's still retrograde in the sign of Leo. So we're being asked to really look inward at our own sense of inner spirit. And our inner spirit is kind of like our masculine divinity. So the masculine sense of our divinity versus our soul, which is the feminine component of our inner divinity. So we're being asked to look at our inner spirit and truly, what do we desire on a heart level, right? Many people will notice what they don't want in their life being shown to them. So they'll see what they don't like in their relationships, or what they don't like in their work, or what they don't like in their financial portfolio. And really, it's about not getting stuck on what you don't like, but trying to focus on, okay, if I don't like that, then it must mean I like A, B, or C, okay? Which is typically the opposite to what we don't like.
Right.
And then create a plan on some level, both consciously and unconsciously, to integrate that into our being.
Right.
So hence illumination. We are being illuminated into seeing what it is that's resonating at our heart level, both on a conscious level and an unconscious level.
Because the moon and the sun.
The moon and the sun. But even the new moon that comes in on August 17th, it's an introspective new moon as well.
Really?
Yes. There's an energy of trying to align with your soul's path. And anything to do with our soul is an introspective energy. Yes, we can play it out in life, but the moment we start connecting with our soul consciousness, that is the moment we're pulling energy inward. So with Mercury retrograde, which is be aware of what's happening in your thought process on an inner level, how you're communicating that, you know, don't share too much information at this time. Kind of like keep it to yourself and process it. Don't engage in anything that's going on externally in terms of like other people's emotions or other people's reactions. Like, you know, let people experience what they need to experience, but don't get pulled into it. Mm-hmm. right? So it's this, I need to withdraw vibration for the first 2 weeks of August.
Hmm. Cool. Yeah, it's interesting because, as you said, you know, usually August, Leo, it's all about
social, it's external, it's ego, it's personality, it's have fun. Yeah, but this is about creating like a fun, creative process on an internal level first.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense. I definitely, I still feel that things are light, and I think,
Light. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's not a lot of heavy energy around right now.
Right.
There's the chaos from the Mercury retrograde.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's there. But it's not heavy.
Right.
Right? And going inward doesn't mean it has to be heavy. Okay, we usually have this philosophy that if I'm going into retreat mode, I need to do some deep, intense processing. Well, yeah, you are doing the deep, intense processing. It just, you don't have to put the emphasis on the intensity or the depth or any heaviness, right? It's still not heavy out in the universe. Yeah. It was heavy in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
It's much lighter.
It totally is, yeah.
Yes.
I guess that sort of fits in with the light and the illumination anyway.
Yes.
But yeah, I think you're right. Like, I think typically a lot of us seem to want to, have the big fight when we go do our internal stuff, right?
Yeah. And because that's what we're used to.
Right.
Right? Like, it started with the big fight.
Right.
Right? Within the self. So typically when people awaken their consciousness to this inward process, you know, they're battling with their own ego. They're you know, arguing with what their heart is telling them. Because their ego doesn't want them to heal on some level, right? So we continue with the battle on an internal level, but I don't feel as though there's a big battle
going
on.
No, it doesn't feel like it either.
No, but you'll notice there's probably, like for most people that I've talked to, there's less social activity than what they're used to engaging in this month. For the August month. And that's where that even the end of July, okay? Because it was there too at the end. Yeah.
Been here kind of since the last new moon.
Yeah.
Kind of. Like it's been quiet. It's quiet.
And typically the last week of July, like that's normally when I book my holidays and, you know, partied up and run wild and I haven't done that this year.
Will you let me know when you do so I can run wild with you,
Okay.
Man? I need a little bit of running wild lately.
Give me a couple more weeks.
Okay.
I might go crazy in September this year.
Oh, really? It might be too late for me. I might be back on my part-time job. I don't know if I can let loose then. Maybe on a weekend. All right. Well, we know that you guys have lots of questions, and we love to assist you. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can come in on Instant Feedback and send us a question there. First, again, if you're going to come in on Instant Feedback, send us your date of birth and be really clear about what you're wanting to know, because the clearer you are, the clearer we can be. And again, the date of birth is so Nancy can connect in with your vibration and assist you with that. I see that. And, of course, we have a blue moon coming. And, we'll talk more about that probably the next two times you're here. But
yes.
I love blue moons just because, you know, we don't have them very often.
No, we don't.
Once every 2 years or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's on August 31st.
Yeah.
But it's in the morning.
Oh.
So that...
The vibration of
Let me get the time. It will be the full moon in Pisces on August 31st at 9:58 a.m. So we will see it the night before on the 30th.
Right.
Yes. It's a different vibration. So we're moving out of the Aquarius Leo vibe, right? Or Leo Aquarius, I should say.
Virgo
Leo must
anyway.
Come first.
We're into Virgo then.
Yeah, we're moving into the Virgo Pisces. So typically the Pisces full moon is the harvest moon.
And I don't think it is this year, though.
It might not be. It might not be till September. Like, the harvest moon is usually the moon in Pisces.
It is. I know that. But we're early and we're out of sync because usually we have the full moon first, right?
Yes.
Because of what happened.
Or the new moon first. New moon's coming second now.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's, Yeah, so that kind of throws it off, because usually the harvest moon is, you know, when you start harvesting. No, you're not going to start harvesting in the end of August.
And it's the harvest moon because it's the biggest moon.
Closer to the Earth.
Yeah, so like it just appears like a bigger light bulb.
Right.
So I find the Aquarius moon is the brightest, the harvest moon is the biggest. So they both let off like equal amounts of, I guess, light vibration.
Does that mean it pulls on the, it's like a supermoon, right? So it's pulling on the tides, or is that different as well?
I think it's different than the supermoon.
Okay.
I don't know much about the supermoon.
No?
Other than typically when they talk about there's a supermoon, there's more emotional intensity. So it's quite possible.
It
pulls on the tides stronger, because if you think about our body's made up of water, right? Like a large portion of water.
Well, it's supposed to be closest to the Earth when we have the supermoons. And we just had a series of three of those. So
I think we're done for supermoons in this year.
Not that we know what they mean, but I think we're done.
Other than they're super.
Yeah, super, super. Although we might have some more in December, because I think there's usually something happening in December around something like that. But
there's
an
eclipse going on.
There's eclipse coming in November.
November.
It's supposed to be positive for me, but.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm liking the energy right now. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, no, but one in November, the eclipse, is supposed to be positive to me for me, too. So we'll see.
Yes.
I'm feeling it that the end of the year is just a more, we're just in a lighter vibration. Whatever, even though something may be occurring this month or October or whatever, it still feels like it's lighter. Like we don't have the heaviness of some of the, of what we've played with the first few months of the year, for sure.
Oh yeah, no, the heavy energy has dissipated.
Yeah.
Like in October, it may be intense for some individuals in terms of Saturn moving into Scorpio.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to it because I want it out of Libra today.
Hello. I think we all have had enough with relationship stuff going on. But
yeah.
All right. So it's time for us to go for break. Do give us a call. I know that lots of you have questions. And what usually always tends to happen is that everybody calls right at the end of the show.
Yeah.
And we can't get you all in. So start calling now. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Dancy Arruda and Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know. Some other beginnings, and yeah, Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
CBS Radio, The Sky, and NewSkyRadio.com are presented only for entertainment purposes, and advice should not be used in place of appropriate medical, financial, legal, or other professional counseling.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Soul with host Lori Houston. A professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul. To empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Welcome back. That's the one we were waiting for. Doesn't that sound great, Nancy?
Yes, it does.
I know. So we're talking with Nancy Aruda today from Universal Sky, and we're talking about illumination. We're talking about the little different things that are going on. We have a instant feedback.
Okay.
And Jocelyn. And she's wanting to know whatever comes up for us, whether, well, you know, love life, career. Let's see what I get. Are you picking up anything from...
It's interesting, right? Because when I started looking up the astrology, I got pulled to 2017.
Isn't that interesting?
I'm looking up her year of birth in 2017. And I'm like, what am I doing in 2017?
And that sounds like a long ways away for somebody. You don't want to be saying, oh, honey, in 5 years, wow, your life is going to be so different.
Well, I think it's going to be.
I do as well. But, you know, let's give her something for the next 5 years, though,
okay.
Maybe. Let's just tell her something so that... you know, she's not just on hold for the next 5 years, but something major seems to be happening in the next 5 years. So hold on to your hat, Jocelyn. Yes, you'll definitely be alive then, for sure. Okay, so I'm getting, now this is interesting. So I'm getting, you know, the signals are all here for you right now, that, you know, you need to start looking at... how you want the different areas in your life to complement one another. So maybe that's why you haven't really picked one thing. Like you didn't really pick love. You didn't really pick relationships, or like it's like you need to see all the or career or finances. Like they all sort of fit together. It's like you need to look at your life right now in all the different areas and how they will complement them. So it's like, don't just focus on relationship. Don't just focus on your career, although everything seems to be working fine. It's like there's something about a fear around you that is maybe holding you back. Like maybe you have, like a lot of people in their collective unconscious believe that December 21st, 2012 could be the end of the world. And so maybe there's an aspect there in your unconscious that believes that maybe you really won't be around in 5 years. And so look at that thought. Look at that. Now that you know you will and something big is going to be happening, maybe start anticipating, start bringing back the wonder and the magic back into your life so that you can really hold on to the vision. And, you know, allow your confidence to start building and start soaring. Like, see all the different areas in your life just without the attachment, and just what would you like your life to look like in 5 years? What is that going to look like for you? And some of the things from the past seem to be coming up, but right now it's like you got new beginnings all around you, and you will be rewarded for that. So just, you know, maybe start looking at different things. So, Nancy, you go ahead, because I know you've got some stuff.
Yeah, I'm getting that, you know, based on your age, you're coming out of a cycle of transformation. So you're at the end of changing who you thought you were on some deep level. So there is a lot of internal change that's happening within you. So as you approach the end of this cycle, if you feel as though you really didn't integrate a lot of that change, then it's kind of like you may feel something missing or something lacking. So if we go to the component of the love vibration, I'm going to say there's a strong desire for family. Mm. It's not so much just the relationship component. It's the family unit component. That so it's kind of like you want the family before the relationship energy, right?
I know that. I know all about that.
Not saying that's what you're asking for. I think you're trying to go in chronological order.
Yes.
That says I need the relationship before the family, but it's not so much that there's a lack of a relationship. I'm getting there's more lack of family.
Right. And I understand that. Like, I've been trying to create my spiritual family.
Yes.
And so, I get involved with, like, groups and stuff where I feel this connection and then it ends up, you know, stabbing me in the back. But, you know, like, where I'm trying to create that, you know, that spiritual family that I lack. It's, yes. I don't actually want the physical family so much, which doesn't sound exactly correct. But, you know, if a physical family comes to me, I'm okay with that. But
yeah. It's the desire is more in the spiritual.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It's like finding my soul group.
Yes.
My soul group. So I understand, you know, wanting that family, wanting that connection.
Yeah. And what I do get is over the next year, there is a new fountain of love. Okay.
Nice.
So it doesn't necessarily mean relationship, although it can. I think it does. It's quite possible, but it's more about the internal overflow of that love vibration. So really tap into that love vibration. Think about what do you love doing? Not what do you enjoy doing? What do you love doing?
What are you passionate about?
Yeah. Tap into that vibration and then just allow things to transpire the way that they need to transpire.
Yeah. Yeah. But I also do feel that there is definitely something, someone coming into your life. But yeah, let yourself sort of, you know, pick up your confidence. Hold the, you know, now that you know that you're going to be around for 5 years, and something really big is going to happen in 5 years. Like, hold that, like, what do you want? Like, what's that, you know, dream that you're, that, you know, would inspire the passion back into your life?
Yeah. And you need to focus on that now.
Yes.
So that it can fully manifest by your birthday in 2017.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not like nothing is happening for the next 5 years.
No.
Stuff is happening.
Yes.
Okay? So you don't like, oh, man, I got to wait 5 years for this to happen.
Don't do that.
No. It's that realization, full illumination of that realization transpires in 2017.
Yeah.
Around your birthday.
Cool.
So.
All right. So we have another instant feedback that we won't get fully into before we have to go to our next break, but it is Ryan, and December 13th, so we got a Sag with us, 84.
I knew that as soon as you said Ryan, I went, woo, Sag energy. Thank you.
Yeah, huh? Nancy really likes that just because she is one and, you know, she can connect in with you, Ryan. So you definitely called the right show.
I get that whole, like, shooting for the stars, launching the arrows of desire component of Sagittarius, right?
Nice. All right. So he is wondering, of course, you know, career. So job front, will something pop up where I am currently, or will I find a better opportunity at another employer? If another employer, will it be in my current area, new location? All right. So, Ryan, you've given us lots to look at. Let's see where I start with. Sorry. Nancy's already sort of way ahead of me. But
No, I'm still looking for his birthday in my book.
Yeah, but you pulled your cards.
Oh, yeah. But I haven't flipped them yet.
I noticed that. It would have helped. Oh, my.
Look, launching arrows of desire. Just
there
like
you go.
And I got some sort of partnership. So I don't know, Ryan. I don't know if, Ryan, if you've called us before or sent in an instant feedback before with us. I get the feeling that I have, and I get the feeling that I've told you something similar before in that, you know, don't throw out, you know, there's just be open to all possibilities, because right now I think things are about to change. And I don't know if you've just recently got into a relationship or are looking at some sort of relationship. Basically, I've got, you know, your biggest wish is right there, right waiting for you. There's something from the past you still need to clean up, and there's information that you're going to hear that will probably assist you to sort of clean up whatever it is that is around that. But that there's definitely something shifting. So we're not going to get into the full thing now. So we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll give you more information. And people that are wanting to have an answer, give us a call. So we're going to go to break. Call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback and send us a message. Just please include your date of birth and be clear about what it is that you're wanting so we can be clear about giving you your information. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio. NewSkyRadio.com and Psychic Radio, PsychicOnAir.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station. With a mission to improve the world, one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on the Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family. An open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
I've been gone.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and Nancy Arruda. And Nancy is with UniversalSky.com. Excuse me. And we have been talking with Ryan. Well, he didn't call in. He's been on instant feedback. And Nancy's got some great information for you, Ryan. So hold on.
Well, looking at your energy, you do have a lot of Sag and a lot of Aquarius. And there's this whole dynamic and this interplay within that Sag and Aquarius energy that, like, you really are a man of freedom. You don't like to be tied down at all. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean you don't like to be in a relationship. It just means you don't like constriction. So you're very spontaneous in the moment, got to do what I got to do when I got to do it, and it's now.
And you can find a relationship that will complement that. You just have to be, you know, you have to be very open and clear.
Yeah. And in terms of career, like, that energy integrates into the career environment as well. So it's like you want a lot of versatility in your career. You don't want to be doing, like, a very mundane task over and over and over. You might as well just, you know.
Kill yourself now.
Yeah. I was going to say shoot yourself in the head, but, like. So there is that dynamic of needing that constant change. And you will do whatever it is you have to do to make that change happen or to have that versatility or that flexibility so that you can be more spontaneous. So anything within your career that requires spontaneity, that allows you to shapeshift or change on a day-to-day, minute-to-minute, you know, is beneficial for you. So just if you're going for any promotions, don't go into a promotion that's going to lock you in a specific place. Like, I'm sure you already know this on some level, but, like, you know, you may think you want the steady, secure position of authority that has you doing the same task all the time. You question whether or not that's truly authentically you. Okay. So don't get caught up in the prestige of wanting that position. I want to say open your box even bigger in terms of what you're looking for in career. Okay. Go bigger than you can imagine. You know, it doesn't mean that you'll land that bigger. It just means you may land something that you're not expecting because you're going or you're opening up your spectrum. Right. So play with that. Okay. You got a very big mind as well. So your mind is very, like, you're a thinker more so than a feeler. Now, you're probably a creative thinker in the same, you're blending your creative and mental energies together. So I want to say you're a creative thinker. So keep using that creative thought process to create something wonderful in your career.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, come next year, you're probably going to be questioning everything. So
yeah. The questioning's already started. Yeah, you're obviously approaching your Saturn return, and that's where that desire for more responsibility and leadership and authority comes into play, which is fine as long as you don't box yourself in, because the moment you're boxed in, that's the moment you're choking.
Cool. All right, Ryan, thanks for connecting with us and let us know what happens. All right, so we have a caller. It's Debbie from Louisiana. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
How are you?
This is Debbie from Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. you're just like somebody completely new. We've never, I don't know if it shows, but you've never called mine before. So welcome.
No, that's why I was like, oh, I have called a few others. And I like, everybody's got their different thing. I always like to see.
That's right. All right. So you want to know about career? Is there anything specific going on that you want to know about?
Well, everything is changing. Like, my job has gotten, I have actually two part-time jobs that make it full-time. And one got bought by a bigger company. And I'm an Aquarius, like you were saying to the person before, and I don't like corporations and things like that. So I'm really kind of upset about it.
Oh, I hear you, sister. I'm an Aquarius, so we're good. We're good.
I have moon in Aquarius, so I can relate.
Wow.
So I was wondering, do you know if you could see what's happening? I'd actually like to change careers. I'm just kind of stuck.
Yeah. Actually, I see some pretty great opportunities opening up for you. So I'm going to say, you know, be really, really open to where your heart wants you to go. Like, be really open. Like, I get that you need to be creative and you wanting to be, you know, very expansive. And I'm gonna say that you have family and they've sort of been your responsibility, and now you're sort of starting to maybe have some freedom around that. Like, maybe you're moving into the empty nest syndrome or something, where maybe the kids have gone off and you're kind of opening yourself up now. What I do see is that you've been restricted in your past and now you're ready to expand. And I don't know if that's because of your family situation changing or if it's just you're just now in a different place. But I feel that, you know, something's expanding in your life, and it's time for you to sort of start following your heart and start following your soul's desire. And I feel that that's changing you in a big way. So, and I know Nancy's going to tell you something as well. So I'm going to say, you know, start following whatever little pieces are coming up for you, because I get like a lot of big change coming for you, and it's really positive from everything I see. It's really positive. So just allow some of that to happen. Like, get really start thinking about the things that you really love to do. And I know obviously we need our jobs to sort of take care of us financially, but you're going to be expanding to a place where you're going to be maybe looking for a career that is completely different from what you've done in the past. So start looking at, you know, those little things that sort of tweak your interest and you know, use this opportunity now to start moving in that direction.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Nance?
Bang on. yes, what you're going through is your Chiron return, and Chiron return is a time of healing. So in terms, and healing does not have to be painful. Okay. So in terms of healing, it's if you're in this place where you're ready to make that adventurous move and do something different, okay, you need to go back into what did I want to do before and why didn't I do it before? And that's the healing component. Okay. So like, you know, if you were 20 and you wanted to be a nurse, I'm not saying go to be a nurse. Just look at why you didn't become one. Okay. Because typically it's a self-confidence issue, or there's that little voice in our head that says, yeah, no, that's not what I want to do.
And, you know, I get that it's just, it was the sabotage. Like it's like you've given your energy and life to something else for the first, you know, 20 years of your 30 years of your career. Like it went towards something, someone else.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't you. Like it wasn't for you. You never did anything for you.
So now it's time to do for you, which is your healing journey, because it's like you haven't done that before.
Does yeah, it was sense? Actually for my mother. My mother.
Family. Different.
Yeah.
Family. Yeah.
And so I actually just kind of dropped the ball. My sisters picked it up.
So, yeah, what have you always wanted to do that you never did?
Either an artist or a writer.
That would be great for you.
Yeah.
Totally great for you.
You have a very creative, you've got a lot of air energy. So, you know, sun in Aquarius, moon in Libra, which is air energy, which means your whole emotional process is through thought. Okay. If that makes sense at all. I'm not saying you don't feel, because you do, but you think about your feelings all the time, where some people just feel and don't think. Okay.
Right.
And you have Mercury in Capricorn, which means you can make it so that the masses understand whatever it is you're writing or communicating. Other people will understand you. So it serves more than just yourself.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. No, I get that. That would be really great for you.
Okay, I feel like an alien. I can't believe I can make people understand.
Well, you're talking to me, which is I'm like I have several planets in Aquarius, and including my son. So.
Yeah. And Aquarius kind of rules the universe. It is the universe. Yeah. It's wow. light. It's astrology. It's astronomy. It's science at its highest frequency. So
quantum physics, yeah. science. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So be open. Be like, just allow your imagination to sort of flow through you,
mm-hmm.
and remember again what that was like. Like, bring whatever you've been stuck, that energy you were stuck in, just like let it go and just remember again that childlike wonder. And yeah, totally. Good
Thank
luck.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Let us know what happens. All right. We're going to go to break. If you have a question, and I know that a lot of you do, we can probably take one more, since we now have another instant feedback. We may not even be able to do that, but if you're a caller, we can take a call. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul. Every weeknight from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura and Kira, Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lear, PSI 911 with Katie, Rhonda, and Christy, Life by Number with Celeste, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually Speaking Radio for the soul. CBS Radio's The Sky. Believe.
Now the party's over. I'm so tired. Then I see you coming out of nowhere. Much communication in emotion. Without conversation or a notion. Take you out of nowhere. When the background fading out of focus, is the picture changing every moment? And your destination, you don't know.
Life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. We have Nancy over here today from the University of Sky. Nancy's with us every first and third. She's going to be with us this month, the first, third, and fourth. So I know that the fourth is like the 22nd. What do we got here? We got, so the first, the 15th, and the 22nd. Nice. And today we're talking about illumination. Nancy can be found on the internet at universalsky.com. And right now we're going to do an instant feedback that we got from Sean, who wants to know about his career and love life. He was born in Japan. He's been in California since 94. He said he just meditated. How did he do? That's cute. Okay. So I'm going to say you've been going through a lot of change and transformation. And I'm not sure what that's all around. I'm going to say it's probably in both areas, both your career and your love life have been going through a lot of different changes. So meditation is probably the one area that you're going to need to sort of rebalance you and keep you rebalanced. Because this transformation, I think, has been really hard. Like, I think it's been kind of a tough one for you. So, and you know, a lot of people have been going through a lot of different changes, and I can certainly relate on many ways. But yeah, like, just, you know, there's going to be some opportunities opening up for you, both in both areas, your career and love. And I, you know, just let it flow. Like, don't resist. Keep your meditation. In fact, I guess Scorpio is a water, so you're probably very emotional anyway, and you're not the crab where you go introspective. But I think the more you meditate, the better it's going to keep you balanced. So I'm going to say meditate, because whatever you've been going through that you're coming out of, you need to allow yourself to just rebalance, like connect back in with the earth, really rebalance, let all these opportunities manifest. But if you don't meditate, you're going to be way off. And there's a possibility of, just if you're not resting and taking care and doing the introspective work, that you could sort of get sick. And I'm not going to put that energy out there. Just know that you need to, allow yourself to do as much meditation as possible. And it will definitely assist you in the next little while for sure. Nancy.
Yes. Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Because you have no planets in an earth sign.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Which is why meditation would
water, fire, and air.
Wow.
So there's that really needing to ground component. And I want to say that you have this tendency to overemphasize on the earth component, and it's probably because it's lacking in your planetary vibrations. So, like, there's a part of you that thinks you're very, very practical, okay, and very focused on the material reality and very career-driven and wanting to really, really succeed in life. But it's almost like it keeps slipping out of your fingers on some level. And not to say that there's something that you're having a hard time attaining, okay, within the self. Now, maybe it is meditation and self-mastery, okay, which means, yes, keep doing more of that. Keep connecting inward. But I also want to say, when you meditate, do it outside. If you're in California, you have the ability to do that. Sit under a tree, okay?
Ground yourself.
Allow your feet to touch the dirt or the sand, or do it on the beach, okay? Because you may want to listen to the sound of the waves with your water energy. The other thing I'm getting is what would really be good for your meditation practice is yoga. Okay, with your moon in Aquarius, there's this intuitive understanding in the yoga postures that can come out. You might have difficulty doing the inward connection part. It'll happen on its own, so don't force it. Just keep, like, if you can get into yoga, do yoga. And I want to say, do hot yoga, because of the amount of Sagittarius energy you have. It can really ignite that flame that resides within you. So if you find your emotional nature has a tendency to go intense and swing from side to side, or you need that water element, it's like ignite the fire beneath it and fuel that emotion into a passion, right? A passion with a purpose. So I know you wanted more specific career or love advice, but it's following that. You need to really connect with the inner self. You need to focus on what you think is lacking, and it's anything tangible, okay? Anything connected to that earth element that you may feel is lacking.
So probably a good partner would probably be somebody who has a lot of earth.
Yes.
Just to balance you out.
But yes.
You can achieve that, obviously, on your own. You just I think, need to put the extra effort in. I don't have a lot of fire in my chart, but so I understand that, but I have a lot of earth, so I know the... And yet, you know, most of the people I dated were earth signs, too,
yeah.
So go figure. But, yeah. Yeah, no, I... yeah. And that's really what it's all about, I think, somehow finding that balance. Because that's what I kept getting that balance. And I didn't know that you were... that the earth was lacking.
It just... when you said balance, I looked and I went, oh, my goodness, there's no earth signs. Right? So it's like I recognized, you know, I didn't notice that there was no earth until you had said balance.
Right.
So I went, okay, what's missing? And I'm like, oh, no earth at all in the planets. Now, he may have earth energies in his chart when it's cast with the time. Like, he may have an earth rising sign.
Right.
Right? But because there's no planets in earth, there's that I need to, you know, focus on the physical reality. And with your evolutionary cycle of Pluto square Pluto right now, 38, 39... okay, there's that I need to evolve, I need to change. And the change happens within you versus outside of you.
Right. All right. So, Sean, let us know what happens. Okay. So, wow. It always happens.
Yeah.
It always happens, doesn't it? We get busy. It's always near the end. We still got a couple minutes. But, yeah, so... Nancy will be back with us on the 15th and then on the 22nd. So if you, you know, want readings from us, let us know, because that's, we'll be back then for that. I mean, I do readings, I do other shows as well. But Nancy was with us and she, I love how Nancy combines the astrology with the tarot and, offers, a different outlook, but based a lot on the vibration of your chart, so at least the day you were born. And so that, you know, it adds a nice little area for you. And if you don't know much about astrology, getting a reading from Nancy, it's a very you know, it takes Nancy a couple hours just to look up your chart and where you are. And so even though you may only talk to her for an hour, you know, there's all this work that's beforehand that's, you know, sometimes 2 to 4 hours beforehand.
Yeah.
So, you know, what you pay for, you get back. And I know she offers a discount for people from Sky. You can contact her. It's $125, is it? Okay. For a reading, which is a great deal because it's a lot of work. All right. So any last thoughts to assist us with the illumination?
Just like keep your eyes open. Look at your life from the perspective of the observer. See what's happening in your life.
Right.
Don't get caught up as a character within it. Try and separate yourself from it from time to time and just observe it and see what's going on and then ask yourself, how can I make it more in alignment with what I truly desire?
Perfect. All right. So you have been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universe of Sky and myself, Lori Houston, on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.